A public hearing, planning department discussion of possible action relative to a public hearing to consider and take action on the recommendation of the planning commission to conditionally approve the request by Bernie and Ann Erickson for a variance from Amador County Code, which requires a 25-foot front setback to allow for construction of additions to an existing residence consisting of an attached garage, entryway, and a small portion of a covered deck to within 10 feet of the front property line. And Susan, you'll take this one.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Susan Grijalva, Planning Director. This application is for a variance from the front building setback, which in this case also happens to be a public utility easement, which is why the second item under this time slot is on the agenda for which George Allen from the surveying office is present. The applicants are proposing to construct two additions to their home. One is a single-car garage and an entryway with some habitable space over the garage. And the other addition is just extending the existing dwelling and the deck on the northern end of the property out another 16 feet or so. And so a very small portion of that extension encroaches into the front setback. This item was reviewed by the Tri-County Technical Advisory Committee, which reviews projects in the Kirkwood area, as well as our County Technical Advisory Committee. Neither committee had objections to the project being approved, subject to the conditions and the findings contained in your staff report. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on March 12th of this year, and they also unanimously recommended approval of the variance with those same conditions and findings that are contained in your staff report, one of which of the conditions is that the applicant must complete the abandonment of the public utility easement, which is contained within that 25-front setback, which, again, as I said, is the second item under the 1030 items on the agenda today. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. And Graham Simmons was here. Yes, he is here. If you have any questions, he's the architect and builder for the Erickson's.
Seems like we're almost doing this backwards. It almost seems like we should be doing the other public hearing first.
Well, we had some discussion about that, but if you abandon the easement and don't approve the variance, then the easement's no longer there. If you approve the variance and you don't abandon the easement, they can't proceed. So it could go either way, but okay. We chose to do it this way.
Susan, one question, please. So at the Planning Commission meeting, I see in my notes here that Commissioner Tober voted against it. Do you recall why?
I believe she was had some concerns about the continued issuance of these variances. Mr. Weber, one of the area residents, had expressed some concerns at the Tri-County Technical Advisory Committee as well, that as we go forward with granting these variances in Kirkwood, that his concern is that they're creating snow storage issues, that there aren't the people or that the PUD is storing snow on properties in quantities that they didn't used to. And so some people are getting more than their fair share of snow. KMPUD has submitted a letter that you received today, this morning, saying that they don't have any issues with vacating the easement or with the variance.
Okay. One other question. So we've had a few of these already this year, correct? And you and I have talked about this.
Yes.
And I don't know how to stop this from escalating. Do you?
Well, each of them individually is an action. So at some point, if there is a proposal that does create an issue or concern on the part of the county, and the county is unable to make the findings necessary for a variance, then you can choose not to grant the variance.
And you said TriTac was okay with this?
Yes.
Okay. And also, too, isn't it that many of the public utility easements that we've done this for are also considered snow areas?
The front building setback, the 25-foot front building setback, is also a public utility easement, which also includes snow storage, yes.
One other question. The tree removal, is there going to be a tree removal or not? Because on my diagram, it shows a possible tree to be removed for the deck.
I believe so.
Around by the dirt path there, off the side there, as you're looking at the house, it'd be on the left-hand side, snow storage area.
I'm getting the larger maps out so I can see. According to the plans, they're citing one tree to be removed.
Okay.
With the construction. Oh, excuse me, two. One on the north side and the south side of the garage addition.
Okay.
Any other board questions? And at this time, we'll open the public hearing. Is there any public comment? None.
Make a motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Moved and seconded to close public hearing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 401. Now on to the motion, which there's a resolution approving the variance here.
Make a motion to grant the variance with the conditions and the findings and approval of the resolution.
Second that.
Moved and seconded to approve the variance request and the resolution, the attached resolution. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 401. On to our second public hearing, Surveying Department. Discussion of possible action relative to a public hearing to consider proposed vacation of two portions of a 25-foot wide public utility easement within the 25-foot building setback area within Lot 69, as shown on the official map titled Kirkwood Meadows Unit Number 1, recorded in Book 3 of the subdivision maps. Property is located on the southeasterly side of Denver Drive, approximately 2,200 feet from the junction with Fremont Road in the Kirkwood area. Mr. Allen.
Yes. This is obviously the same property that the board considered in the previous public hearing. We had a problem, if you remember, or a concern at the last hearing from Kirkwood Meadows Public Utility District. We received a letter from them this morning, and it says to the Imler County Surveyor Department, the Kirkwood Meadows Public Utility District has reviewed the topographic map and site plan for the proposed garage addition and remodel at 34040 Danberg Drive, Bernie R. Erickson and Ann Diethoff's property, assessor parcel number 26162003. At this time, the district has no objection with a request to abandon the public utility easement and add the proposed garage addition.
So, questions?
That was the big holdup.
All right. At this time, we'll open the public hearing. Any public comment?
Make a motion to close the public hearing, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to close public hearing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On the motion, including the task resolution.
Make a motion to approve the resolution, abandonment of the two portions of public utility easement.
Yeah, and there's also the setback in
it. And the setback.
The setback. Seconded by Supervisor Novelli. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you. Greg, by the agenda, do we need to wait until 11 o'clock since it's so noted?
We should wait till 11, yes.
We'll take about a 7-minute break and start promptly at 11 o'clock with our next agenda item.
Two breaks in a row. I can't believe it.